Bickety bam. Look at it go.
Craig's audio exploded. Yep, it looks good.
Oh, so Ian, I watched all of this season 5B of Lucifer.
Oh.
It's got quite an ending to lead you into season 6.
Man, I gotta get caught up. Every time I try to get caught up, I trail off a little bit, because I still like the show very much, and I love that Netflix is keeping it alive. 6 is going to be the final season?
Correct.
Okay.
The way that season 5 ends, it was clear that they thought that season 5 was going to be the end.
Okay. So it's going to take some work to storytell your way out of season 5 ending?
No. I mean, it's opening, but I mean, they could have ended it at the end of season 5, and you could have just, you know, used your imagination, but...
Sure. Yeah, I'm so in the weeds on that show, I got to catch up. And I've been watching lots of things, actually. The only thing I'm not up to date on is MODOK.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Aha, Gross Bruce. Is Ray still living? Is he still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Are you ready to get this party rolling?
Absolutely. I know you refuse to start the show without the old man, but...
Yeah, he's not here. What the heck? He can harass Samurai, but he can't join this channel. Let's see how it is.
We got to keep this train moving for Ray's sake.
I don't know if finishing early does me any good. Like, it's just going to
be agonizing pain.
Intestinal awareness, no matter, you know, what.
So. Yeah, but you can
I just didn't know.
Generally, that's better laid down.
I didn't know you had to physically address it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mean to say I don't know. Laying down sounds horrible at the moment. So.
Okay.
Hey, it's Patch. How you doing? How you doing? Still haven't watched that yet.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'll try and check that out here sometime. I watched my first episode of Mayor of Easttown last night.
Oh, set for watching?
I hope it gets better so that all this hype that people keep telling me about it, you know, pans out for something.
Sure. Okay. I would like to hear your takeaway before I commit to it or not.
Ah, congratulations to Patch.
Yeah. That sounds super exciting as of today.
He says he's the new design lead, so congratulations to one.
Patch. The new design lead.
Woohoo. Good job, Samurai.
Yeah.
We like interviews. Patch,
we got a 300th show coming up.
Patch, get that cleared. Call someone at D3. I hear there's a new person we can talk to who's assigned to a quote-unquote different project, but we'll get there later. All right, we moving on?
Sure.
Now that I've got to have to look at infographic part D. What the heck just happened
for sure.
there? What are you doing?
What's happening, dude? Start the show.
I don't know. I'm trying to copy the link and paste it into my browser, and every time I paste it into Chrome, it's downloading the image instead of just bringing it up on the screen.
Wait.
How annoying is that?
Did the new infographic have the same thing as the old infographic? Did you actually make no changes? It still says it's Gamora versus Thanos.
Yeah, what the deuce?
Oh, it's gone again.
Nope, I'm giving up. I'm not clicking on it a third time. You've tricked me twice.
And it's back. Nope, no changes. Still Gamora versus Thanos. All right, we're good. I can just tell people it's Yondu versus Gamora.
Yep, just rolling with it.
Rolling
with my homies. That was our song.
We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
So welcome to the 296th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. I'm Craig. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow. That was like a chipper high.
Yeah. I tried to be more upbeat.
Wow. Man. See, I go and visit Ian and suddenly his whole world is back into blossom. Everything
totally
is great
and
beautiful. All brought to you by this guy.
Birds are singing, sun shining.
That's right. This is the week of June 2nd and June 9th in the second year of our COVID disaster. And the 5-day 4-star crash!
My liver.
On the 27th, we had Valkyrie. Did you Valkyrie your way to victory?
Golly, I should have. If I didn't, I must have forgot to play it for a whole bunch of days in a row.
All right.
But.
The slightly harder one, did you Emma your way to victory?
Definitely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Even at a paltry level 127, 454 was more than enough to devour all of Carolina's tiles and punch her with my diamond skin.
Really wish that power made protect tiles. It really bugs me that
it's yeah, that would make more sense. However, the diamond skin was the way I went as well. I used the diamond skin and then just matched away.
Yep.
And then on the sixth, contrary to people who live in North Carolina, it will be Yondu coming up next.
Yondu going to battle Gamora.
That'll be easy. Collect blue, fire blue. Got it.
Yep. On your story land, we get Hearts of Darkness running, get you Thanos, a Rambo, Wanda Shards, placement is Dark Beast, and five-star Scotty Don't. That's held up by Web Wonder. That'll get you a Dream Warrior, the Dark Beast, the Scotty. Placement is Spider-Gwen and some new character shards.
Mm.
Then we've got introducing new character, new puzzle gauntlet just for Ian. That'll get you a Hulkling support token. And in PvP right now, we've got the Icebreaker is running. That'll get you a Hood and a Creepy Bobby. Placement is Black Cat and Black Widow. So, lots of news. Let's first start with the new character. What we have here is the guy with a hammer. Ronan the Accuser.
Awesome.
He is black, he is red, he is blue, he is of the five-star villainous type variety.
Is cool. the common phrase true? Does everything look like a nail to him?
That's right.
Okay.
You can hammer a nail, can't you? Love that line. Black is called Judgment Call. That is a black passive. At the start of the battle, every turn, if one does not exist, create a three-turn fortified countdown tile that targets a random enemy. While this is on the board, Ronan's matches against that enemy deal 50% more damage, but his matches against other enemies deal 50% less damage. When this tile expires, do some damage to that particular enemy. As you go up in level, those numbers increase. At level 5, Ronan's matches are dealing 100% more damage to the countdown target and 30% less to the others. Countdown, when it explodes, deals 5,670. So that's interesting, but he's going to have to like be tanking to, you know, so you're making his tile matches.
Right.
And I don't like really like the fact that it's a random enemy because, you know, what you can do.
Wait, say
yes.
Have you already moved on to the next power? What random enemy is happening?
That's still the blue power or the black power.
Oh.
It targets a random person.
I thought you. Oh, I don't love that anymore. I thought he got to choose which person to target.
Negatory.
Oh, oof. All right. I'll figure that out later.
All right.
Continue.
His red power, the Swift Hammer of Justice. Sounds good. 8 red. Deal some damage to the target and damage to any enemies who have dealt damage to Ronan last turn. If all enemies are damaged by this power, destroy a random 3x3 block of tiles, dealing damage but not generating AP. At level 5, it's 2,577 damage to the target and 1,288 to any enemies who have dealt damage to Ronan last turn. Well, I'm not saying I love this. It's not a lot of damage for 8 red. And how often do you, I don't know, maybe I don't pay attention. How often do you hurt by all the opponents? I suppose once you get eliminated to one or two, I mean, there you go. But
yeah, I don't have any idea. I'm trying to figure out exactly how that would work. He's got interesting targeting abilities.
Yeah. The blue power for 6 blue, uncompromising power. Create 2 random 2-turn repeater tiles that create copies of themselves on a random basic tile. When you match or destroy one of these tiles, deal damage for this tile and each other uncompromising power tile on the board. Level 5, that is 427 damage. Each other one maxes out at 953. So that's wacky. You had a long enough fight, I suppose you fill the whole board with these tiles.
But you're going to be matching them away as well.
Yeah.
Cheap to fire off, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in this black power. I'm not so sure I'm sold on the red or the blue.
Well, the red seems, I mean, that's straightforward damage, so...
Yeah, but not a lot for 8 red. I don't know, 544, there you go. That's what I'm going with. When in doubt, just pick something. It doesn't make any sense.
The patented 544.
That's right. Store, the Zealous Ronin cover store will run from the 3rd to the 13th. Chance to get him there. Increased chances in your 10x and 40x pulls. There's the Ronin Limited Vault. Runs the 10th to the 15th, 40 items. It's got a Shadow of a Doubt legendary store token and a Dark Beast cover in there. The legendary store runs the 10th to the 15th, 15% chance to get Ronin, Hela, and Mr. Sinister.
Mm.
That's kind of fun. I might throw some CP at that.
Yeah, I definitely might since I need Hela and Sinister. So, yeah.
Web Wonder running the 3rd to the 7th. Ronin in there in the placement rewards. Introducing Ronin runs the 3rd through the 10th. In Deadpool versus MPQ, which apparently is running the 6th to the 11th, he's in there as progression reward. Versus tournaments, Black Cats, 9 lives. Shards as a placement reward. And I love this title. His PvP, Agree to Disagree. Love that. That's running the 6th to the 9th, rewarding tokens to the Zealous Ronin cover store. Agree to Disagree. Well, Patch, remember,
what was the one,
remember came
what
up
was
with
the
one
prior to that that was equally excellent?
The last one was also very funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, my short-term memory is very short, so.
Yeah.
What do I know? All right, that's your new character.
Awesome. Oh.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's talk MODOK. Thank you. Thank you to the old man. That was also
just
fabulous.
Just reading it a second time makes me chuckle.
Yep, that was also fabulous.
Am I allowed to tell everybody that I figured out the second clue while we were off the air?
Yeah, do it, Doug.
Oh, so they reminded me of the second clue that they had released about the next upcoming character, and it had something chamomile related. And then, you know, Ronan obviously jogged my memory about that movie series. So now I can only assume that the next person is Mantis. And that's my official guess.
I think, Ian, that is the best guess you've ever had. And if you're wrong, I'll be really surprised. I think you've got it.
You know what? I appreciate that because I do think it's the best guess I have ever had.
Quite
I wouldn't have brought it up otherwise.
The foremost guess that any of us have ever made, I think.
In 6 years, it's the best I've ever done.
Yeah, that's a fabulous guess. I love it. All right. In other news, it is Pride Month. So there is a month full of events coming your way. If you've logged in sometime here this month, I'm sure you've already probably gotten them. You got some North Star shards just for logging in. There is a bunch of LGBTQ plus heroes on the Recruit Heroes button that you can go out and get. And events for those heroes, we got Iceman, Black Cat, Valkyrie, Negasonic, Wiccan, Northstar, Dokken, Mystique, Carolina, and America Chavez rounding out the month. So lots of events coming there. And additional buffed characters. So the 3rd through the 9th, we've got Bobby Drake, Wiccan, Chavez, Dokken. The 10th through the 16th, Carolina, Nico, and Mystique. 17th and 23rd, Negasonic, Iceman, Creepy Bobby Variety, Black Cat, and Psylocke. And the 24th to 30th is Samurai, Dreams, Northstar, and Valkyrie. So, there you go. Lots of stuff buffed up, lots of events coming your way. Good times.
Sweet.
All right, we also got a What's New in MPQ. So, yeah, see, again, it's Chamomile Personified. Is that clue?
Yeah.
And I think you're on board.
I feel like I'm onto something.
Yeah. They said there's a fix for VIP crash on Android and some bug fixes and UI updates happening. And then finally, we have a new producer at D3, I hear, and who has jumped into the forums. So welcome, Nico, to the D3 forums.
Hi. How's it going?
How you doing?
Nico, like the sorceress in the game, or Nico, like the guy from Grand Theft Auto?
N-E-K-O.
I don't know. I've never played Grand Theft Auto.
I stopped at, I think, 3.
I remember them all fondly.
Quite some time ago. Anything else in the news? What you guys got?
That has nothing to do with this game, but with another game that I play regularly, Diablo 2 is ladder reset next week, so they just announced that today.
Wait, when's that happening?
Next week, the 11th, they are resetting the ladder.
Oh, wait, no, that's not exciting. Never mind.
No, it's not the new, it's not the D2R. It's just, it only affects you if you're actively currently playing Diablo Online, Diablo 2.
Okay.
Which affects me, so it's news.
Yeah. Right.
I've been playing this game called Last Epic Ray. It's like a Diablo 3 ripoff. It's been okay so far. I've been enjoying it. It's like pre-Double Secret beta. It's like version 0.6 or something like that. But I've been liking it. I, as always, you got to start out with the Necromancer. So, you know, I've got my pets going. I've got a golem. I've got some skeletons. Got some stuff going down. So still learning the game, trying to figure out how. And loads of skills and skill trees to peruse through. And I haven't even tried to craft anything, but there's a crafting system. And apparently our friend Gross Bruce also plays.
Yeah, you should form an alliance.
Yeah.
I think it's currently still single player.
How did you guys both qualify for Double Secret Super Beta?
Well, because you just go on Steam and buy it for $35.
Oh.
I, But it's funny, if you go to their webpage, your choices are anywhere from $35 to $1,000. You can pay for this much for this game as you want.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no multiplayer yet. It's still single player. Multiplayer coming soon. But
depending on how much money you... If you give them a lot of money, it's coming even sooner.
Right.
It's probably true. Last I looked, the $1,000 purchase slot was sold out. But it seemed like at that level of support, you got to like create your own unique item in the game.
Oh.
But you can't do that anymore. The $1,000 are all gone.
Okay.
I know you were going to jump right in, but game's cool. Check it out. All right. We got nothing else in news. Hit me with your top three, son.
Holy yeah. So this week in the top three, we will be exploring our top three Adam West Batman series villains. So back in, 62?
66.
66. There was a TV show called Batman starring Adam West and Burt Ward as Batman and Robin. And they had a lot of colorful villains, all often were big stars at the time, or, you know, were big stars and they were on their way down and they were doing TV cameos.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start with me.
Okay.
My number three. I chose this villain because as far as 66 Batman villains go, he was one of the ones that felt the most villainous and the least campy, and that was False Face.
Oh, False Face. Nice.
False Face wore a scary Halloween mask to obfuscate who he was, and it was a two-parter. And at the end of the first episode, they, you know, took an opportunity to not reveal his name in the credits.
That's true. It does just say played by question mark.
Played by question mark. So, yeah, so he was, you know, their chameleon character. He could change into anybody and impersonate people. But yeah, his, for a bunch of goofy, goofy villains, False Face, disturbing.
Yeah, I totally agree. That mask was gross.
Yeah, no bueno.
I don't even remember that character. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Ray, take us through your number three.
Sure. So my number three is, I picked him because I found him humorous. His costume was ridiculous. It's made of pure leather, and every time he moved, it squeaked a little, and it made me kind of just laugh. Roddy McDowell as Bookworm. He read books. That was his thing. He was all about the book reading and knowledge of whatever was in a book. The only thing that I really didn't like about it is at the end of the episode, Batman shows him up by knowing something from a book the bookworm didn't know. And I'm like, come on, that's his shtick. That's all he's got. Like, don't.
but Batman's rich. He's lived a life of leisure. He's got lots of time to read.
He has the Batcave and all of his gadgets. What time would he possibly have? He has to build everything else.
Right.
But in any case, Roddy McDowell was enjoyable in the role. It was funny.
For sure.
Interesting.
He has that light built into his hat for book reading that constantly got in his way.
Yeah, it's like one of those like bank lights.
Right.
You know, on the thing. Yeah.
But attached to his fedora. It is, he's ridiculous. And of course, he nice. And all of his thugs wore glasses because they read too much. And every time they went to start a fight, they had to stop and take their glasses off so that they could fight Batman and Robin.
Awesome. All right, Craig, why don't you head down this path of...
Yeah, see, because I got the opposite of Ian. The campier, the better.
That's fair. It was just my number three. Right. Give me a chance.
My number three, played by Milton Berle. It's Louis the Lilac.
Sure.
Yeah, Louis the Lilac was good.
You got an evil florist. That's something.
Right, who is like every 1920s gangster ever.
That's right. I loved Milton Berle as Louis the Lilac. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And Milton Berle, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One of my favorites.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to start off the number two zone. My number two... based almost completely on actor as opposed to character, it's definitely Egghead. Vincent Price is the man.
No.
And Vincent Price as Egghead was hilarious.
That was in one of my honorable mentions.
I mean, I don't love an egg-based supervillain, but I do love Vincent Price. Look at that. Sorry, Sam, I posted a picture of him. Look at that expression. That says everything about Vincent Price. He looks like Bill Hader doing a Vincent Price impression. Like he's totally up to no good.
That's funny.
All right. Ray?
All right, my number two is mainly just because it's one of the villains that I just strongly remember from the show. Always had a laugh that was contagious. Frank Gorshin's Riddler, yeah. Just classic Riddler. That it's he made Batman villains. Like,
yeah, he did.
The Gorshin Riddler much superior to the John Aston Riddler.
That's my opinion as well. Yeah,
yeah,
in every way,
Gorshin was amazing.
I love Gomez.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't? But
Gomez Riddler, yeah. No Gorshin.
Yeah, Gorshin Riddler is where it's at.
Yeah.
I agree. He was amazing.
Craig, what do you got?
My number two, a villain who on the show not only figured out that Bruce Wayne was Batman once, he did it twice. However, he tends to get knocked in the head and have amnesia and forget everything. It is King Tut. He's played by a guy named Victor Buono.
Victor Bruno. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's site spelled
I
weird.
Yeah, I think Victor Bruno was King Tut.
Victor, the site I went to said it was B-U-O-N-O.
Oh, could be.
But I could never get into the King Tut. Like, it was just a little too silly.
For me, campy is good.
Right.
I love the fact that King Tut is this, you know, Yale professor or whatever, until you whack him on the head. Then suddenly he thinks he's the risen pharaoh, until you whack him on the head again.
So he suffers a lot of concussions.
That's correct.
That's his power.
A lot of mental trauma.
Television in that time period really made me think that amnesia was way more of a problem than it actually is.
I totally agree. It was an epidemic back then.
Right.
There you go. King Tut.
That, and it also made me believe that getting knocked out was like a casual thing.
That's right. Right. Yeah, it happened all the
like
time.
Like severe trauma to the head. Totally cool.
Yeah, you were fine 5 minutes later.
Right. All right, so for my number one, we were just there moments ago. It's Frank Gorshin's Riddler.
Nice.
He was every attempt at Riddler since him has been him doing Riddler.
Yeah,
like no one tried to reimagine it because it was that good.
Totally
like,
agree.
Everything that he did was the complete correct way to embody the Riddler. You know, after he asked for some money to play the Riddler and they said no and he walked, everything was worse. The Puzzler was a turd. Gomez Adams as the Riddler was a turd. Frank Gorshin's Riddler was timeless Riddler interpretation. And sad to see him go so early.
Totally agree. However,
yes,
I did put somebody else in as my number one.
Sure.
And for very similar reasons, though, when I think Batman 66 villain, I always think of Burgess Meredith's Penguin. Like, that is the first character that popped into mind. He's very distinct. He had that Penguin. Like, the Penguin is not my favorite villain.
Sure. I get that. And I support you there.
But just complete and total embodiment of that series. Yeah, Penguin. He comes to mind all the time.
Absolutely. He is the campiest, and his representation was fantastic. Like, the only thing that held me back from making my list was my Burgess Meredith is always Burgess Meredith from the original Clash of the Titans.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
hard to transition between those two roles.
Yeah. But yeah, his silly, powerless wah, 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 Penguin was fantastic.
All right. So moving on, you guys are both wrong because there is one villain that portrays the awesomeness of Batman 66. And will forever be the greatest version of this character ever done. It's Cesar Romero's Joker.
Yes,
the best Joker that was ever made. The best Joker that will ever be made. Amazing.
So no surprise to anybody who's heard the show before right now. Let me tell you how many rays you are wrong.
Right.
Let's start with this picture that we're seeing in Discord now and talk a little bit about
how
Cesar,
awesome is that?
I'm too cool to shave my mustache for a role, Romero.
Yeah.
Garbage. His big hairy mustache underneath his...
The white makeup? That's fabulous!
That's terrible. And other well-known fact, man, Heath Ledger's interpretation was the best.
It was very good. Still not Cesar Romero.
And it was definitely better than this lazy green-haired interpretation.
Nope.
with a really obvious unshaved mustache.
Ah, it was glorious.
But he was a fine villain on that show. He just wasn't the best Joker ever and wasn't the best character on the show.
Off the top of my head, I say that Cesar Romero is, at best, the fifth best Joker.
Oh my God, like, what are you smoking?
I do not care for Cesar Romero.
My God, it's so good.
Are we, when you say fifth best, I assume we're including Mark Hamill as animated Joker?
Yes. He's easily number two,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, then he might be able to squeeze into the top five list, but probably, I don't know.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
If nothing else, that mustache kept him off my list. Like,
no way! Yeah, that's the beauty of
offensive.
It!
How is that beauty? He just refused just to, like...
They tried to
pretend
once.
He didn't have a mustache by just caking on makeup. That's just...
Yeah. That's wrong. One of the beauty parts of this show, is that it's just so ridiculous. Oh, man, I don't know.
So,
you know, I probably watched the Batman, you know, the movie one, you know, where they've got the UN people, but all the villains
right,
are
where they
villains
have all the dehydrated henchmen and they rehydrate
that's
them.
Right. But they accident with, like, unstable water, so if you punch them, they just die. Oh, but he's got the helicopter. He's got to get the back shark repellent to spray the shark because it's trying to bite his leg off and he's hanging out of the helicopter. Ah, God, I love that so much.
So I'll start. I have one honorable mention. And this is a combination of love of the actor slash guest star. And the character was better than I think better than he gets credit for. But Liberace as Chandel and his evil twin Harry.
Yeah.
Two roles in one character by Liberace? Fantastic. Harry would bully him into doing bad things, and Chandel, all he wanted to do was be an entertainer. Oh, man.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, there was I'm trying to think who else was on this show. Joan Collins was on.
Yeah, everybody's least favorite, Gabor, was on.
I love Zsa Zsa.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa was the Queen of Diamonds, I believe.
Well, I don't remember the character's name.
Yeah, she was someone, the Queen of Diamonds.
There was an episode right where Art Carney plays an archer?
Yeah, he plays the archer, I think.
Yeah.
But for sure, I think the woman who played Morticia was also a villain.
Oh, really?
As well. Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was small. Then there was someone who was multiple villains, and I cannot remember. I want to say her name was she played Queen of the Cossacks. And she also played another. Well, there you go. There's the actress.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Morticia, Carolyn Jones. But yeah, Zsa Zsa was definitely on the show. There were a couple other villains that I didn't love, but they were entertaining. The guy who played Shame the Cowboy.
Oh, Shame was fantastic. Come back, Shame. Man.
There we go. Olga, Queen of the Cossacks.
Yeah.
I feel like she was partnered up with Egghead in one of the episodes.
You remember way more about the show than I do.
Some really wonderful villains in the 66 Batman series. Yeah.
Shame. I remember Shame. That's just bad. Anyway, go back and watch some Batman 66, folks. It's fabulous.
Yeah, just so you guys know, it doesn't hold up.
Right.
Anytime they have that bit where they're pretending they're walking up the side of a building and some 1966 celebrity pops their head out a window and has a conversation with them. I love that so much. Pang, pow, zoom. There you go. There's your Batman list. Ian, what's in the trivia?
Oh, boy, this is rough because I don't fully remember what I asked. Mm-mm. I got nothing, dude. I'm looking at my notes and I don't remember what I asked.
You know, I don't know.
I know you don't know. That's why I'm looking back through my notes. Did I nope. Nope. This was my least curated segment.
You're the worst.
I'm sorry. I like where you're going, Teeth, but I don't think that's the answer. Did I ask you about the S.H.I.E.L.D. building in D.C.? Or did I ask you about Tony Stark's Social Security number?
Oh, it was yes, Social
that's
Security.
Second one.
That's it.
The second one. Oh, okay. It's 5. According to Tony Stark, it's 5. Pepper asked him what's his Social Security number, and he says 5. I said, okay, there you go. So this week's trivia is from a movie that apparently I watch too often. Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Can you watch that too
Captain
often?
America breaks into a Captain America exhibit to borrow a costume so that he can go and fight crime in disguise. Do you remember what museum that exhibit was in?
I certainly do not. However, as Donkey D points out, that is the movie that has Batroc in it. So
it does. one of many occurrences.
Batroc.
Of Batroc.
Go worst. Can't even win the UFC, let alone fight a real, you know, hero.
He totally won in the UFC. That guy was an unstoppable juggernaut. If you've seen him recently, he's in fantastic shape.
Oh, well, the actor, yes, could win. I meant if Batroc himself could not compete in the UFC.
Oh, no, I don't know if Batroc could do well in the UFC. He's a single discipline kind of guy.
That's what I'm saying. He
doesn't have any grappling. What do you want from him?
He's going to get whooped. Yes, the person who played Batroc. Yes, he was good. He was a good fighter.
Yeah, he was incredible. Yeah.
Anyway. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Willie, what's in the mailbags?
Alrighty. So I don't know how to pronounce this name. Gent Jean? I don't know how you pronounce that. But pointed out that when Ian said, I didn't remember getting a script, his response was, wait, they use a script? Kinda. I mean, it's not.
It's a very loose outline.
Yeah, it's more like a flowchart.
It's kind of like got some keywords on the page.
Right. Gruz did respond and said, every episode has a script. Some episodes, they even use it. It's true. Stinkpalm posted a ranker.com list of the HBO original shows, and he said he shouted yes in his car. With the windows up, I could have woken a sleeping baby in a stroller on the sidewalk when Ian said Rome. Rome was fantastic.
Nice. That was a good show.
He says also So Weird Newsroom, The Wire, Band of Brothers. Those are maybe my top three. The show should have been called Honorable Mentions.
See, I left out Band of Brothers because that's more of a miniseries.
It is. It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
I, however, pulled up his list of HBO original shows and was, I want to go back and change my list. I had completely forgotten about season one of True Detective.
Yeah, that's a good show. Well, one season's fabulous. The second season's good.
The third season is back to being better. It's not fabulous.
Yes,
though.
It is better
third
than
season
two.
Is very
the
good.
First season is just so unbeatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best seasons of TV. Now, that's the thing, though. It was only one season, so maybe it couldn't have made the top three anyway. But, yeah, True Detective Season 1, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Super good.
Samurai did respond and say, Band of Brothers, good news. Masters of the Air has finally begun production after being in development longer than the actual air war. No word when Apple TV is expecting it to air, though. I had no idea that there was going to be a Masters of Air, so this was good news to me.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of this project.
Yeah, I had to look it up, but it looks interesting.
It's a battle over Britain, I'm assuming?
That is what I would assume, yes, because it's a World War II Band of Brothers type thing, but yeah, air, so.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
And he just said, Air Force over Germany, so yeah, interesting. And he also, Samurai said before the show, because Samurai, gets to eavesdrop, Craig was gushing over Arcade's episode in MODOK.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, Arcade's episode, his appearance in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which, is a game you can get on PC. Arcade's Murder World took the game's standard, like, Diablo-esque gameplay and made you play inside old-school Atari games like Pitfall. And in one level, you have to fight your way through a giant pinball machine. That sounds interesting. I don't think it'll get me
familiar.
To play that.
What was that game?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, I remember that distinctly. That was a good game. That was on the Xbox? It came with the Xbox?
I am not sure. But he did post a YouTube link so you can watch the video.
Yeah, I feel like...
I do also like the fact that everyone in the chat is now jumping on and telling Patch that we really, really need an arcade boss event. And boy, that would be super dope. I would love that.
You would.
I would. Arcade is fabulous.
They really are jumping on that. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. That sounds interesting. I don't know how much effort that would be, though. Man.
I don't know, but Murder World's always a good place to go.
Sure. So yeah, there you go. That's the listener comments for this week. Thanks as always, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, Patch apparently says that there's some art considerations there that may need some work yet to get access to Arcade. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want,
we
to,
just
pump
want to pump
you up. No clapping again.
That was one of the weakest claps I have ever heard. Ha ha.
That was one of the heartiest claps I've tried thus far. Man.
That's the thing. I don't know if it was Craig or Ian's, but
we'll never know. It's a great mystery. Let me see if I can like remember.
It sounded like a
the world will
pat.
Never know. A one, a two, a three.
All right. So, three-star characters that are boosted this week. Beast is boosted. So, you'll get extra healing out of his yellow. You'll get extra damage out of his green AoE. And also make sure you have, a blue special tile on the board.
Yeah,
or no, just a friendly special tile on the board.
No, they have to be blue, and blue. They should be...
Yeah, make sure you fire his blue to put a blue special tile on the board so he can get extra damage out of that green,
And those tiles should be boosted as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The special tiles will be boosted. I mean, you don't even have to wait for them to become special tiles. It's a countdown tile, that counts.
Yep, that does count. Yep.
Hawkeye is boosted. Let's say half of his arrows in his quiver are going to be boosted, because I don't remember all the effects, because it's hard to make it all the way through that quiver and not have already won. But a lot of them will be impacted by the boost, and is because boomerangs also will be impacted by the boost. And I am, as always, embarrassed to say I don't fully remember what No Good News does, but let's say healing?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's say that.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Loki. The man who has never impacted by the boost.
Hey, we're only like a week out from that show, right?
Yep, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yep, that looks promising. Sentry, he's boosted. His supernova doing more damage. World Rupture doing more damage. And his strike tile from his yellow is going to do more damage.
Tommy Cribs.
Oh, one of the OG lazies. Dakin. Your choice. I will say all three. All three are probably wrong. His strike tiles are going to be larger. His healing is going to be larger. And the damage from his blue will be improved. So let's talk about boosted four stars. The ever popular America Chavez is boosted.
America.
Yep. When her yellow activates from having enough trap tiles on the board, that damage is going to be boosted. And as long as you have more AP than your enemies, she'll do more green damage. Sabretooth, again, very popular. His red consecutive attacks are all going to be more damage. More damage from his black and better green special tiles. And he'll deal more damage. He's just versatile. Good for him. Flip-flip-pow is boosted. Flip-flip-pow! His way too effective proportional punch will be even more effective. The recently reworked and once mighty but now slightly less mighty Star-Lord is boosted. He's got some purple and red damage that will both be increased this week. And Wiccan is boosted. He can do more healing. His chain lightning does more damage.
I don't even remember Star-Lord being reworked, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was,
He definitely was.
Doesn't he put out...
Yeah, I feel like original...
Tiles and then he punches you in the face?
What's that? No, I thought original Star-Lord was awful. And then they reworked his yellow so that it made things cost more or less, and he was awesome?
Yeah, they cost less, yeah.
Yeah, and then time just caught up with him. And people kept getting better and better. But I don't remember... Maybe I'm totally
no, that's
confused,
absolutely
but I know
right.
He's recently reworked.
All I remember about that character is the one power that asked me, hey, is that D-Man? And then I punch you in the face.
Right. Absolutely. I do like that every level it has a different, hey, is that Moon Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. The oldest trick in the book, as it were. All right, let's talk about these boosted five stars that everybody seems to love. Black Bolt is boosted this week. His green quasi-sonic damage, both flavors are going to be boosted. Depending on the charge tiles you have, he's going to deal more damage with his black. And that's it. Who else is boosted this week? Black Widow. She is boosted. She's got more purple damage, more red damage, and more damage with her. But she's just an all-around damage dealer. Good for
her.
Yeah,
she is.
Hang in there, Natasha. Keep it up. One-time favorite of most people. He's still great against goons and forever will be great against goons. Good old Doctor Strange is boosted. When powers activate, he's going to do more damage, and he does more damage with his blue as well. And lastly, Iceman is boosted. His green repeaters do more damage, and he can prevent more damage with his yellow. So, a lot of strong characters, especially in the four-star zone, in luck this week. America's Fantastic, Sabretooth, Infinity War Spider-Man's pretty good. Even Star-Lord and Wiccan are kind of okay. Let's see what Samurai has to say about all this. It's a dynamite week for boosted characters. Lots of utility and lots of damage. Karnak isn't boosted, but you're supposed to team him up with America anyway. This is a great week to use Wiccan if you would not normally use Wiccan. Spider-Man can make use of unboosted Vulture and Miles or Gwen. Doctor Strange works well against all of the webbed Wonder Goons. Combine Sabretooth with an unboosted patch. Black Bolt. Keep Black Bolt in mind for 4-star Beast's essential nodes. So many good possibilities to choose from. So there you have it. Lots and lots of options with lots and lots of good boosted characters this week. So, yeah, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify, your love. let's get over to team-up time, then.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week's team-up is brought to you by Bronny216 over on the Reddits. So he has this team-up suggestion. Silk, Spidey2099, and Okoye. Now, I know, and I've been trying to avoid Okoye because, you know, people work well with Okoye. But, hey, if you want other team-ups, send me some other team-ups. Because I'm running low. The well's getting dry.
That's okay. Remind me to grouse after you're done.
Okay. So he says it's a pretty obvious but effective team. Chase team-ups for Okoye to start boosting, and then chase black and yellow. You keep Okoye centered on the team build. She might tank blue depending on what the other character's levels are. Spidey 2099 throws out web tiles and does damage every time you match black, yellow, or blue. Okoye makes this free damage even better all the time. Also works nicely with Silk, who uses those three web tiles that 2099 threw out there as an excuse to do some passive damage, also boosted by Okoye. Once you have enough black, fire Silk's black, which then adds three more web tiles, does three hits, all boosted by Okoye. It's just a damage machine with the web tiles and all the boosting that you get from your favorite, or maybe not favorite, 5-star. He says run Silk at a 3-5-5, as you won't be using her yellow over Okoye's. 2099, he says to put at a 5-5-3, since his black would overwrite web tiles, which you do not want with this team. And his blue turns into a 4-turn stun at level 5, so that's very handy as well. So there you go. Silk, Spidey 2099, and Okoye. Sounds pretty good. I'm pretty sure I've used this, because having two spider characters that do like passive damaging, yeah, that's pretty strong. So there you go, that's your team up for this week. And again, if you have a team up for me to use, I would appreciate it. Thanks as always to Unify.
Unify.
Grass time.
Oh, yeah. No, I just wanted to, because you were like, I try to avoid Okoye because everybody knows the answer. Man, every now and again, I drift over to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit to see what's going on and see who's champed all their 5-stars and give everybody a thumbs up. So, every time someone posts something, like, at least once a week, someone will be like, hey, I got an awesome new team-up idea, and it will be Beta Ray Bill and Polaris. And I'm like, man, the cojones on these people. Like, the big twist this time is because it was a balance of power event, and you could include 1-star Juggernaut.
Right.
And I was like, amazing! You teamed Polaris up with Beta Ray Bill? You're a genius! It really disappoints me every time I see it on the subreddit. Do you know what's a great team-up, Ray? Beta Ray Bill and Polaris and anybody else. Fantastic! I'm a genius!
Now, that team-up definitely is in my team-up list already, so we'll not be covering that again.
No, but I'm so angry! I can be just as outraged next week if you need.
Can you?
I can try.
I can't imagine you having this much energy 2 weeks in a row. I can't come visit you every weekend.
I'm going to make a Reddit account just to post that team and see how it affects.
I know, it's really tempting.
Tag Ian so he makes sure to see it. Just to get him enough energy.
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
I thought I did. I may have forgotten, though. Nope, I do.
Great. You want to go old school and open up a token?
That's not fully open, dude. I do want to go old school and open up a token, but I got to load the game. Ooh, free North Star. Thanks, game.
It's almost like I just told you that was going to happen.
What's that?
It's almost like somebody told you that was going to happen.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, Craig, do you still think that I listened to your portion of the show?
I know.
Let's see what I got this week. Ah, it's a Valkyrie.
That would have been helpful a few days ago.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that I played at least once in the last 4 days, and I did win.
All right. Ray, I've got 4 to go.
Okay, I've got all of them.
All right, I'm going to do 4 then.
Okay.
Number 1, Bamf. Number 2, Flexibility of the Whoop Whoop Whoop. Number 3 is some Quake. And, hey, more Valkyrie. Dragon Fang Fury. There you go, Ray. Cleared out all the 4 stars for you.
All right. Thank you. So as it turns out, they pulled Cyclops out of the latest Legends. So it's spending time. I currently have 43 latest Legends.
Good Lord.
I'm going to plow through them as quickly as possible. Thank you, Craig, though, because number 1 is a 5 star.
Of course it is.
Purification for Colossus. Now, one thing I am going to be doing is kind of keeping track here of what ones I get. Number 2 is a 4-star Teen Gene. 3, am I 3 here? Yeah, Psychic Meddling Emma Frost. Number 4 is Electra. And then we've got...
You can't see her. She's Electra.
Yep. Rising Sun for Miss Dean. Now we've got another 5-star. It is a Wanda. Mystical Feedback.
That's Ooh. Nice.
So that's cool. All right. Back to 4-star Juggernaut. We have an X-23, Mysterio, Master of the Fantastic for Reed Richards, a Drax, Scorpion, Acid Spray. All right, 3rd 5-star, another Colossus, another Purification, back to 4s, a War Machine, and then a Debilitating Hex for my Scarlet Witch. I am down to 28. Silk. String Shot, a 3rd Purification for my Colossus. Wow, I'm going good on the 5-stars. I got my very first King in Black.
Wow.
Summon Dragons. So that'll put him on the roster. That's awesome. Valkyrie, Nico, Star-Lord, Wiccan. I'm getting a bunch of boosted characters. That's nice. MODOK, Namor.
Various Rex.
Rai Will.i.am's. A Bishop. I can't even think of who that is. Craven the Hunter. Who did bring 50 shards for my Scarlet Witch with him. So that's kind of nice. Blade. Shuri. Another 5-star. What do we got? Scarlet Witch. Another Mystic Feedback. I'm still good. Got 13 left. Domino. Carnage. Another Scarlet Witch. Another Mystical Feedback. 9 left. We got Gamora. We've got Talos. Juggernaut. Venom. Another Talos. Sam Wilson. We're really digging into the dregs here. Another Namor. 3 left. Which is a Red Guardian. A 2nd Null. Immortal Coil. And finally... It is a Black Panther. That's not too bad. 2 for Null. I got 4 for Scarlet Witch and 3 for Colossus. So Colossus is now at a 2-4-1. Scarlet Witch will be at a 2-2-4. And then Null at a 0-1-1. That's a pretty good haul. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Well done.
Phew. That was a lot of saving. A lot of clicking.
Yeah. How about it? Thanks to the OG.
This guy. Nice.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, the podcast network, or the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, is a podcasting network which includes a variety of shows, not all wrestling-based, but mostly. There is one show called The Profane Argument that you should listen to. I hear it's super good. If you would like to check it out, you could go over to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so. I think I'm spent. I got 9 out of 43.
Totally satisfied.
9 out of 43 is a pretty good percentage there, so I'm happy.
All right. That's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, iTunes, Stitcher, you know all the drills. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. Please send him a team up that does not include Okoye. If you want to throw one of us a bone, click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself something nice, and that'll get us something nice for July 4th. That's coming up. I'm hoping at some point we will be able to see people in person for the 4th. That would be nice.
Sure.
It might actually be warm enough in PA to actually get in my pool at that point. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some Puzzle Warriors swag. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids. Wait, you mean sleep over? Okay, but I get to be on top. Good night, everybody.
Classic. Bye, friends.
Good night.